give a shout out to when asked for her inspirations. Two great Canadians, Joni Mitchell as well as Neil Young, are her biggest inspirations, apparently, musically. So that's pretty great. Then after that, for Rural Alberta Advantage, I came across a pretty good quote about how they started off. They said, "We all hosted an open stage at the Winchester in Toronto, and that led us to forming the Rural Alberta Advantage. Nobody ever came to our night, and now that place is a Tim Hortons. I'm not saying it was our fault, I'm just saying it's a pretty big coincidence. I mean, the place is around for 120 years, but less than 1 year with us. We have no regrets, though. We'll close as many venues as it takes." That is a fantastic attitude. Keep on closing the venues. But no, really, they're a fantastic group, especially if you like any type of more folk-centered indie rock. Check out any of the Rural Alberta Advantages stuff. Coming up next, I'm going to play some We Have Band for you. And after that, getting into more some 90s stuff with Galaxy 500. So stay tuned for the rest of the show. It's going to be great. This is your host, Jed, of Crescendo on CITR 101.9. Thank you for listening.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
And we're back. That right there was Tugboat by Galaxy 500. Band started in around 87. A lot of the bandmates are all from the – actually going to school in Harvard. That's how they knew each other. And the funny thing is I think on one of those – the that specific song, Tugboat, and a few other more early recordings, they didn't actually – actually have a drum kit. So they actually borrowed a drum kit from their Harvard classmate and friend, Conan O'Brien, who, you know, ends up not really a drummer much now, but, you know, he's gone on to do other things. I think he's doing pretty well. But that's kind of a little funny connection that they had there. And before that was We Have Band, played them a bunch before, this really pop, indie poppy trio from Eastern Canada. They have some other really great stuff, so check out more of their tunes. Coming up next, I'm going to play some Alabama Shakes with their song Future People. And after that, going to feature Straight Up and Down by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. If you are a fan of Boardwalk Empire, you're going to really like that song. This is actually the intro theme. And I don't know if I really liked the song at the beginning, but just how ungodly obsessed I was with that show and television in general, I just really formed a positive association with it. So hope you like it just as much. Thank you very much for listening again. Still your host, Jed, on CITR 101.9 of Crescendo. Hope you gave a listen to the show before me, Chthonic Boom, and the one coming up after, starting at every Sunday at 7 p.m., and that is More Than a Human Wind with the host, Gareth. Fantastic show, a lot of experimental electronic stuff, and if you're not into it, I don't know, give it a listen. It might just turn you. So, hope you keep on listening to CITR 101.9 for the rest of the evening, and right now, here is Future People by Alabama Shakes.
Thank you.
Hello, we are back. That right there was Straight Up and Down by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Great band from San Francisco area. Yeah, Bay Area. Woo! Before that was Future People by Alabama Shakes. I mentioned before that the Brian Jonestown Massacre song Straight Up and Down was the theme song for Boardwalk Empire. And I think I wasn't sure at first why I wanted to do it. Then I realized, oh yeah, I'm wearing a Big Lebowski shirt. Big Lebowski, Steve Buscemi, Boardwalk Empire. Look, all my mind is a bunch of networks of media references. So that's pretty much how it worked out. But yeah, so that's why I played that song, and I hope you liked it. But coming up next is an actual song of actual importance. Like, this is a really, really important track. Mortal Man off of Kendrick's new album, To Pimp a Butterfly. Really, really eye-opening piece of music. Just the entire album, something that really deserves to be listened to in entirety. But in this actual segment, he ends up creating a point where he actually is talking to one of his big inspirations, Tupac. So there's like some verses where apparently it's Tupac speaking versus Kendrick rapping. So it's really, really an intense piece of music. It's 12 minutes long, but definitely worth the time to listen to it. So without further ado, here is Mortal Man by Kendrick Lamar. This is your host, Jed of the Show Crescendo on CITR 101.9. Thank you for listening. Oh, also, one quick thing. There is going to be some explicit material in the song. Definitely worth it for just the artistry of it. It's a fantastic piece of music, but, you know, if just fair warning. All right, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Mandela, hope my flow stay propelling. Let these words be your earth and moon. You consume every message. As I lead this army, make room for mistakes and depression. And with that being said, my nigga, let me ask this question. When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? When shit hit the fan. When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? The ghost of Mandela, hope my flow stay propelling. Let these words be your earth and moon, you consume every message. As I lead this army, make room for mistakes and depression. And with that being said, my nigga, let me ask this question. When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? Won't you look to your left and right, make sure you ask your friends. When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? Do you believe in me? Are you deceiving me? Could I let you down easily? Is your heart where it need to be? Is your smile on permanent? Is your foul on lifetime? Would you know where the sermon is? If I died in this next line? If I'm tried in the court of law? If the industry cut me off? If the government want me dead? Plant cocaine in my car? Would you judge me a drug head? Or see me as Kay Lamar? Or question my character and degrade me on every block? Want you to love me like Nelson? Want you to hug me like Nelson? I freed you from being a slave in your mind. You're very welcome. You tell me my song is more than a song. It's surely a blessing. But a prophet ain't a prophet till he asks you this question. When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? Won't you look to your left and right, make sure you ask your friends. When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? The ghost of Mandela, hope my flow stay propelling. Let my word be your earth and moon, you consume every message. As I lead this army, make room for mistakes and depression. And with that, do you believe in me? How much you believe in her? You think she gon' stick around if them 25 years occur? You think he gon' hold you down when you down beyond bars hurt? You think y'all on common ground if you promise to be the first? Can you be immortalized without your life being expired? Even though y'all share the same blood, is it worth the time? Like who got your best interest? Like how much are you dependent? How clutch are the people that say they love you and who pretended? How tough is your skin when they turn you in? Do you show forgiveness? What brush do you bend with dust in your shoulders from being offended? What kind of den did they put you in when the lions start hissing? What kind of bridge do they burn revenge on your mind when it's mentioned? You wanna love like Nelson, you wanna be like Nelson. You wanna walk in his shoes, but your peacemaking seldom. You wanna be remembered and deliver the message that considered the blessing of everyone. This your lesson for everyone. Say when shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? Won't you look to your left and right, make sure you ask your friends.
When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? The voice of Mandela, hope this flow stay propelling. Let my word be your earth and moon, you consume every message. As I lead this army, make room for mistakes and depression. And if you riding with me, nigga, I've been wrote off before. I got abandonment issues. I hold grudges like bad judges. Don't let me resent you. That's not Nelson like. Want you to love me like Nelson. I went to Robben Island analyzing. That's where his cell is, so I can find clarity. Like how much you cherish me. Is this relationship a fake or real? It's the heavens be. See, I gotta question it all. Family, friends, fans, cats, dogs, trees, plants, grass. How the wind blow? Murphy's Law, Generation X. Will I ever be an ex? Flaws of a baby step. Marred by the mouth a bit. Pause, put me under stress. Crawled under rocks, ducking y'all. It's respect, but then tomorrow, put my back against the wall. How many leaders you said you needed, then left them for dead? Is it Moses, is it Huey Newton, or Detroit Red? Is it Martin Luther, JFK shooter, you assassin? Is it Jackie, is it Jesse? Oh, I know it's Michael Jackson. Oh, when shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? That nigga gave us Billie Jean, you say he touched those kids? When shit hit the fan, is you still a fan? The ghost of Mandela, hope my flow stay propelling. Let my word be your earth and moon, you consume every message. As I lead this army, make room for mistakes and depression. And if you ride with me, nigga, let me ask this question, nigga. I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers until I came home. But that didn't stop survivor's guilt. Going back and forth trying to convince myself the stripes I earned. Or maybe how A1 my foundation was. But while my loved ones was fighting a continuous war back in the city, I was entering a new one. A war that was based on apartheid and discrimination. Made me want to go back to the city and tell the homies what I learned. The word was respect. Just because you wore a different gang color than mine's doesn't mean I can't respect you as a black man. Forgetting all the pain and hurt we caused each other in these streets. If I respect you, we unify and stop the enemy from killing us. But I don't know. I'm no mortal man. Maybe I'm just another nigga. Shit, and that's all I wrote. I was gonna call it Another Nigga, but it ain't really a poem. I just felt like it's something you probably could relate to. Other than that, now that I finally got a chance to holler at you, I always wanted to ask you about a certain situation, about a metaphor, actually. You spoke on the ground. What you mean by that? What the ground represent?
The ground is gonna open up and swallow the evil.
Right.
That's how I see it. My word is born. I see, and the ground is a symbol for the poor people.
Right.
The poor people is going to open up this whole world and swallow up the rich people. Because the rich people are going to be so fat and they're going to be so appetizing. You know what I'm saying? Wealthy. Right. Appetizing. The poor are going to be so poor and hungry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, you know what I'm saying? It might be some cannibalism out this month, but they might eat the rich. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so let me ask you this then. Do you see yourself as somebody that's rich or somebody that made the best of their own opportunities?
I see myself as a natural born hustler, a true hustler in every sense of the word. I took nothing. I took the opportunities. I worked at the most menial and degrading job and built myself up so I can get it to where I owned it. I went from having somebody manage me to me hiring the person that works my management company. Yeah. I changed everything. I realized my destiny in a matter of 5 years. You know what I'm saying? I made myself a millionaire.
Right.
I made millions for a lot of people. Now it's time to make millions for myself. You know what I'm saying? I made millions for the record companies. I made millions for these movie companies. Now I make millions for us.
And through your different avenues of success, how would you say you managed to keep a level of sanity?
By my faith in God, by my faith in the game, and by my faith in all good things come to those that stay true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it was happening to me for a reason. You know what I'm saying? I was noticing shit. I was punching the right buttons, and it was happening. So it's no problem, you know. I mean, it's a problem, but I'm not finna let them know. I'm finna go straight through.
Would you consider yourself a fighter at heart, or somebody that only reacts when they back is against the wall?
Shit, I like to think that at every opportunity I've ever been threatened with resistance, it's been met with resistance. And not only me, but it goes down my family tree. You know what I'm saying? It's in my veins to fight back.
All right, well, how long you think it take before niggas be like, we fighting a war, I'm fighting a war, I can't win, and I want to lay it all down?
In this country, a black man only have like 5 years we can exhibit maximum strength. And that's right now, while you a teenager, while you still strong, while you still want to lift weights, while you still want to shoot back. Because once you turn 30, it's like they take the heart and soul out of a man, out of a black man in this country. And you don't want to fight no more. And if you don't believe me, you can look around. You don't see no loudmouth 30-year-old motherfuckers.
That's crazy. Because me being one of your offsprings of the legacy you left behind, I can truly tell you that it's nothing but turmoil going on. So I wanted to ask you, what you think is the future for me and my generation today?
I think that niggas is tired of grabbing shit out the stores, and next time it's a riot, it's gonna be like bloodshed, for real. I don't think America know that. I think America think we was just playing, it's gonna be some more playing, but it ain't gonna be no playing. It's gonna be murder. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be like Nat Turner, 1831, up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna happen.
That's crazy, man. In my opinion, the only hope that we kind of have left is music and vibrations. A lot of people don't understand how important it is. You know, sometimes I can like get behind a mic and I don't know what type of energy I'm going to push out or where it comes from. Trip me out sometimes.
Because it's spirits. We ain't even really rapping. We just letting our dead homies tell stories for us.
Yeah. I wanted to read one last thing to you. It's actually something a good friend had wrote describing my world. It says, the caterpillar is a prisoner to the streets that conceived it. Its only job is to eat or consume everything around it in order to protect itself from this mad city. While consuming this environment, the caterpillar begins to notice ways to survive. One thing it notices is how much the world shuns him but praises the butterfly. The butterfly represents the talent, the thoughtfulness, and the beauty within the caterpillar. But having a harsh outlook on life, the caterpillar sees the butterfly as weak and figures out a way to pimp it to its own benefits. Already surrounded by this mad city, the caterpillar goes to work on the cocoon which institutionalizes him. He can no longer see past his own thoughts. He's trapped. While trapped inside these walls, certain ideas take root, such as going home and bringing back new concepts to this mad city. The result? Wings begin to emerge, breaking the cycle of feeling stagnant. Finally free, the butterfly sheds light on situations that the caterpillar never considered, ending the internal struggle. Although the butterfly and caterpillar are completely different, they are one and the same. What's your perspective on that? Pop. Pop. Pop.
Click the playlist.
And we are back right there.
Over to follow Filter Canada's
Kendrick Lamar's new album, To Pimp a Butterfly. Actually, yeah, that's the explanation of the album title right there from just a little bit last part of that song. But definitely some really, really good stuff. And it's cool that like they took on the idea where he could talk to one of his own influences during the entirety of that song. It's definitely like is a really cool way to get exactly what he wanted to say out of it without necessarily having it in the confines of a regular song at all, but definitely is something that deserves a full listen. Check out any of the reviews from it. It's not, of course, like of course not just me saying it, but it's a very, very well done album. For the rest of the day, it's going to get a little heavier. We're going to start off with the Doors cover of LA Woman by Elephant Stone, a great Canadian Hindi rock band that's indie rock with a bit of a Hindi flair to it. There's tabla and sitar added to it, so it definitely gives it a more of an Eastern feel. After that, we're going to play some Stevie Ray Vaughan and then go on and finish up with some Ken Mode. It's going to get really heavy. So thank you again for listening to the last three songs of the evening. Hope everybody's having a great Sunday. This is your host, Jed of Crescendo on CITR 101.9. That right there was Rude Mood by the legendary Stevie Ray Vaughan, guitar god himself. Before that was L.A. Woman by Elephant Stone, cover of The Doors song. And now we have but one song left. That is The Promises of God by Ken Mode. This is kind of, if you're really into either like metal, but then also they're more like progressive metal as well. It's kind of like a mishmash of a few different genres, but it's like a little bit of math rock kind of vibe to it as well. But it actually comes from I forgot why he said it, but Henry Rollins ended up talking about some like attitude people at either punk shows or something of that kind of context going. He goes, yeah, it's like kill everything now mode. So Ken Mode stands for kill everything now mode, apparently. So that's just lovely. But the tunes are fantastic. I will be spinning just a second. This is The Promises of God by Ken Mode from their album Entrench coming up. I do hope that everybody has an amazing week and life stays good and the good times keep on rolling. I will be seeing you next week. I'm going to try to either have another hour-long block of great music. Maybe I could squeeze in a guest performer as well. We'll have to see. But anyways, coming up next right after this tune is The Promises of God, Ken Mode, from their album Entrench. It's going to be More Than Human with their host, Gareth. So hope you keep listening. Everybody have a great rest of your week. And without further ado, here is Ken Mode. See you, everybody.
Magnetic tape offers numerous creative possibilities.
Right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's show.
The music you are listening to is completely electronic.
Nearly everyone you know cooks electrically or will.
9, 50, 51, 52, 53.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Hello everyone, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver in Canada. My name is Gareth Moses, and this is a brand new edition of More Than Human, your weekly guide to all things weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. This week, lots of new tunes, Soshi Torada, Novella, The Horn, Tapes, and much more. We've got the usual look ahead at forthcoming electronic events, plus other stuff, probably. As always, let's begin with something fun and frothy. This is Come With Me by Luca Lozano. Welcome to More Than Human.